Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Vav. We had left off on daf Vav Amud Aleph towards the top of the Amud. So we had been discussing yesterday, or we had started discussing yesterday. Again, the cases mentioned in the Mishnah of Shtayim or Shnayim Shei Marba. Yesterday we covered Yitziyah Shabbos. We also started covering Maros Nagam. So we said that there were two Maros Nagam that are sort of like four. So what does it mean? So we explained that there were two Avos and then there were two Toldos. So again, just to refresh, the Avos are Se'es and Baheres, or rather in the opposite order, Baheres, which is the widest, and Se'es. And then we have a reference to something called Sapachas in the Pasuk. And we had learned that Sapachas is not a different type of Negatzaras, but rather Sapachas is a Tolda. So it's a reference that there are subsidiary types of Maros Nagam to both the Baheres and the Se'es. So the way we had lined it up yesterday was that by Baheres, the Sapachas of it is Sid, and by Se'es, the Sapachas of it is Krumbetza. But just like Baheres is wider than Se'es, so too the Tolda of Baheres, Sid, is wider than the Krumbetza. And the order in the Mishnah, according to the Tana, would be Baheres, Se'es, Sid and Krum Beitza. So what we had finished off with yesterday, was the statement that the Gemara made that the Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva. Why can't the Mishnah be going like Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva has this concept of Zulam Alamizu. So what does that mean? So Zulam Alamizu means that only in certain instances can the Tzaras combine with another type of Mara Nega in order to form a Shir Tzaras. Again, the Shir Tzaras is the size of a grist bean. And so the question was, what happens if you have a Nega Tzaras that collectively is the size of a grist, but each part of that grist is comprised of one of these colors? So Rabbi Kiva says that you can only go up one level. That one type of Tzaras can only combine with something that is immediately above it. Now that's a problem, because if you want to say that there are Ovos and Toldos, so another one of the principles that we learned yesterday is that a Tolda can only combine with its Av, but a Tolda cannot combine with another Av. Now, if you have Rabbi Akiva who says that you can only go up one level, and then you have the Tana of our Mishnah who says that it's Tolda Av 1, Av 2, Tolda 1, Tolda 2, you'll never have a situation where the Tolda can combine with its Av, because it's always separated from its Av by more than one level. So the Mishnah was, so the Gemara was saying that the Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Akiva. Now the way that we proved it was because if the Mishnah was like Rabbi Akiva, there's no way that Sid Haechel, which is the Tolda of Baheres, would ever be able to combine with anything, because it's one level removed from, more than one level removed from Baheres. You have Se'es in the middle of it. The Gemara said, why don't you ask me a question from Krumbetza? There's no way that Krumbetza can combine with anything else either, because Krumbetza has right on top of it Sid Haechel, and it's one level removed from its Av Se'es. So Krumbetza cannot combine with Sid Haechel L'chora, so why isn't that a question? So the Gemara said, no, that's not a question. And then we saw yesterday what we finished off with was because the way the Pasuk reads is Se'es Sapachas Ubaheres, that it's Mashma, that it's Sapachas, that it's Se'es rather, that has the two Toldos, that both the Tolda of Sid Haechel and the Tolda of Krumbetza are combined with the Se'es, and it's only Baheres that stands alone. So it's like you have two Avos, but one of the Avos has zero Toldos, and the other Av has two Toldos. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's why Krumbetza can combine. It can combine with either Sid, because it's one level above, or it can combine with Seis, because it's because Krumbetza is the Tolda of Se'es. So the Mefarshim also point out, well, according to Rabbi Akiva now, if you really want to tell me that both Sid and Krumbetza are Toldos of Se'es, Sid is not a kasha for me either, because my whole kasha with Sid was how can it combine with Baheres, because Baheres is two levels above Sid. But now if you're telling me that Sid is a Tolda of Se'es, I don't need Sid to combine with Baheres. Sid can combine with Se'es. But that's not, the Mishnah seems to imply that Beheres is connected with Sid, Sa'es is connected with Krumbetza. Therefore, said the Gemara, the Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Akiva. And today we're going to continue in that discussion, and we're going to learn, really focusing a lot more on the various types of Taras, how white they were, some analogies that the Gemara tries to draw with respect to the relationship, the whiteness of the different types of the different types of Negum. So why don't we pick up on Vav Amid Aleph, five lines down from the top, Ella Sida Hechel, the first word on the line. So the Gemara says, Ella Sida Hechel Kasha. However, Sida Hechel is going to be a Kasha. Why? Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, the different types of Negam can only combine with something that's one level above, and Sida Hechel cannot be Mitztaref with Baheres. And the Mishnah is mashma that Sid is mitztaref with Baheres, because the Mishnah is mashma that Sid is the tolda of Baheres. So the Mefarshim again just point out here that really according to Rabbi Akiva, Sida Hechel is not a kasha at all, as we just said, because according to Rabbi Akiva, he learns Baheres stands alone, Sa'es then has two toldos, Sid and Krumbetza. So Sid can combine with Sa'es according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara is just saying that our Mishnah, which implies that Sid combines with Baheres, is a Kasha according to Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, you're right. Ella machvarta masnisin delo k'Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is obviously not going like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so that's pretty much the conclusion of the lima that we had yesterday, how the Mishnah cannot be going like Rabbi Akiva, the apparent machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah, what the various avos and toldos of the Negaim are. So says the Gemara, okay, so our Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Akiva, but let's drill down into the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. V'heicha shaminan l'Rabbi Akiva zula mala mizu. Where do we ever learn that Rabbi Akiva says the concept of zula mala mizu, that the various types of negaim can only combine with a nega that's one level above, that's the immediate level above the nega in question? So says the Gemara, Ilem Emeha Detanya, if it's from the following brisa that we learn, Amar Rav Yosi, Shal Yoshua Benosho Rabbi Akiva, that Yoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked Me Rabbi Akiva, so who's this Yoshua? So Rashi just points out, Sam Yoshua and Shas is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And why, if Rabbi Yeshua was the son of Rabbi Akiva, why isn't he called Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Akiva? Why is he called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? So Rashi points out, he's called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha because in the Gemara Maseches Becharos, Rabbi Akiva is called Kireach. And therefore, Yoshua, his son, is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. But it's not that his father's name was actually Karcha. Karcha was a nickname for Rabbi Akiva. But the Braisa, the point of the Braisa is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha asked Rabbi Akiva, Bibnei ma omru maros negoim shnayim sheim arba. Why do we reference the Maros Negam, this concept, as something that's being Shnayim Shehem Arba? So Amar Lo Vim Lav Mayomru. What's your Kasha? In order for this to be a valid Kasha, you have to have a reason as to why the formulation of the Mishnah bothers you. So what's bothersome about the formulation of the Mishnah with Shnayim Shehem Arba? So he said, Yomru Mikrum Beitz Olama Latame. Why don't we just say that anywhere from Krum Beitza And Lamala is Tameh. That any nega that is whiter than Krum Beitza is going to be Tameh and Mitztaref with something else for Tuma. And anything a lower level of white than Krum Beitza is going to be Tar. It's going to be considered a Bohak. So says the Gemara, Amar lo v'yomru mikrum beitzo l'mala tameh. So Amar lo v'im lav ma yomru, yomru mikrum beitzo l'mala tameh. So Amar lo lomar shem etstarfem zemzeh. So Rabbi Kiva said, the reason that we can't say mikrum beitzo and wider is tameh is to teach us that they're actually mitzaref, to teach me not only in the order of whiteness what nega has the capacity to be mitame, but also to teach me the halacha that one is mitame with the other. So says the Gemara, Amrlov, Yomrum, Rikum Beitzo Lamaila, Tomeyim, It's Tarfin Zamze. So I have a way to say that. Why don't you just say that from Krum Beitzo Lamaila, in other words, from Krum Beitzo and anything wider than Krum Beitzo, they are going to be Tame, and they're Mitzaref with one another. So Amrlov, Lomrlacha, Kolkoin, Sheina Baki, Behen, Uvishmosein, Eina Roa Esanagoim. Because it's in order to teach me the halacha that it's not enough to know that anything that's wider than Krum Beitza is going to be Tameh and they're all Mitzaref with one another. It's to teach me the halacha that how do we know that, how do we paskin a gom? We paskin a nega by going to a Kohen. And the Kohen has to know the difference not only between the Nagon, but also he has to know not only that something is Tameh, but he has to know the difference between the various types of Nagon and the names of the Nagon as well. So that's why it has to teach me Shnayim Shem Arba and then go through the names of all of the Nagon. There's a lively debate in the Rishonim as to the concept of a Kohen being Metame Yenega. Does that mean that the Kohen actually has to be a Kohen Talmud Chacham who knows who's a Baki and a Gaim? Or what happens if you have a Kohen who doesn't really know anything? So the Mefarshim actually even talk about a Kohen Shota, but you don't have to talk about a Kohen Shota. You don't have to be so harsh. Just talk about a Kohen who doesn't know much about Nagam. But he has his right-hand man, is a very learned rabbi who happens to be a Yisrael. So the Kohen is sort of speaking as the mouthpiece of the Yisrael. So somebody comes to the Kohen and says, Kohen, what is this? And the Kohen says, I don't know, but he looks over at the Yisrael, and the Yisrael, the rabbi next to him, tells him what the thing is and whether it's Tameh. And then the Kohen says, the Kohen just parrots whatever the Yisrael rabbi says. So the rabbi Yisrael says Tameh, the Kohen parrots Tameh. So there's a lively debate whether that's enough, whether it's the Kohen who has to do it on his own, or whether you can have the Kohen sort of serving as the mouthpiece of a qualified Orthodox rabbi who's otherwise paskening the halachos of Nagam. But in any event, the reason that we use the formulation Shtayim Shem Arba, according to Rabbi Akiva, is to teach me the halacha that the Kohen who paskins has to be a Baki, that somebody who paskins Nagam has to know the difference between the various Nagam and the levels. It's not enough to know that something is Tameh, you have to know what exactly it is. So says the Gemara, the Ela Misida Heichal Ulamala Lo Kamar. So the whole kasha was formulated. Why does the Tana use the cryptic language Shnayim Shem Arba? He uses the language Mikrum Beitza Ulamala should be Metame. But he doesn't say Misid Lamala should be Metame. So that's Mashma like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because something is Tame Zu Lamala Mizu. Each one is combining with the one level above it. But according to our Mishnah, again, according to our Mishnah, that the order is Baheres, Se'es, Sid, which is a tolda of Baheres, and Krum Beitza, which is a tolda of Se'es, you don't have Zulamala Mizu Lagabe Sid, because Sid can't combine with Seis. It only combines with something that's too higher. It only combines with Baheres. So, and again, in the Gemara of Elam Yisrael Echol Olamala Lo Kamar. So, Amidlo Amar Le Shmamina Deshmiele Le Ravi Akiva Di Amar Kulu Lubahade Seis Mitztarfinan. So from here we see, like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that everything combines with Seis, and therefore, because the pasuk says Seis Sapachas Ubaheres, that both Sida Heichal and Krum Beitza are mitztaref with Seis, neither of them are going to be mitztaref with Baheres. So says the Gemara, that's not really a good raya. Why? Because Vidilma Seis Vitoldasa Baheres Vitoldasa. Because maybe what it means is Seis and its Tolda and Baheres and its Tolda. So what does that mean? So Rashi here, all the way down towards the bottom of the Yomah, says maybe Vachinami Kamarle Yomrum Rikumbezo Lamala Misidu Lamala Vatanu Delo Kapit Lamichshav Lamezal Kiruchla. Maybe what this whole back and forth meant was why does it say Shtayim Shem Arba? Let it say Mekrum Beitz Olamala, Misid Heichol Olamala. But what does that mean? It doesn't mean combining with the one directly above it. Maybe what that meant was, why do we say Shnayim Shem Arba? Let's say Mekrum Beitz Olamala, Krum Beitz and its Av combine, and misadeichel ulamala and sadeichel and its av, i.e. the baheres combined. So you have no raya that Rabbi Akiva says only zulamala mizu. So, and the reason that the Tana mentions only Krumbeitza Lamaila and not Sidahechel Lamaila in this Bryce over here is because the Tana is not being bothered to recount everything verbatim. But maybe this Bryce is not a Raya to Rabbi Akiva. Maybe this Bryce just tells me that each of the types of Toldos can combine with its own Av. So says the Gemara, you're right. From this Bryce, there is no Raya like Rabbi Akiva. Ella mid Rabbi Chanina. The Raya is from Rabbi Chanina. D'amar Rabbi Chanina, mashal to Rabbi Akiva, lamad avadomer. What is the mashal to Rabbi Akiva like? La arba kosa shel chalav. It's like 4 cups of milk. Echad naflu latocha shtei tipim dam. Into 1 cup, 2 drops of blood fell. Ve'echad naflu latocha arba tipim. And into the next cup, four drops of blood fell. Shel dam. Ve'echad naflu latocha shmona. And the next cup, eight drops of blood fell in. Ve'echad naflu latocha shtei mesrei tipim. Vamrila sheishes rei tipim. And into the last cup, either 12 or 16, depending on the girsa, drops of blood fell in. Shekulon maros lovan hein, they're all degrees of white, because over here you have a cup of milk, so a cup of milk is the Gemara's paradigm for pure white, and then you have something of a red agent that's mixing in to the milk. But in one cup, it's a little bit less blood, and in one cup, it's a little bit more blood. And according to, and there's a range of less red to more red. Ela shezeh lamala mizeh, vizeh lamala mizeh. But the white in one cup is going to be more intense. That's what lamala means, a little bit more intense than the other, and the white in the other cup is more intense than the other. In other words, the whiteness of the cup of milk into which 2 drops of blood fell is going to be more intense. It's going to be more pure than the whiteness of the milk into which 4 drops of blood fell, which is going to be more intense than the whiteness of the milk into which 8 drops of blood fell, which is more intense than the whiteness of the milk into which 12 or 16 drops of blood fell. And that's the concept of zu lamala mizu. That one type, the more dull or the less intense type of white, can only combine with the one directly above. So says the Gemara, okay, ema de shamele le Rebbe Kiva b'pasuch, maybe the only time that we have this concept of sort of a range and a continuum of intensity of white to the dullness of white is by a mixture, where we have like this mixture of milk and blood. However, b'choluk mishamitle, by pure white or by pure types of negaim that are not created by mixtures but are their own entity, how do we know that Rabbi Akiva would hold from this concept of zulam alamizu? So says the Gemara, well, v'chite makiechi the shamit le b'pasuch, hachanami shamit le b'choluk. So if you're going to ask me basically, well, why would I think to make a distinction? If Rabbi Akiva holds of this concept of zulam alamizu by a mixture, so who's to say that he doesn't hold from this concept of zulam alamizu in the case of a pure nega, where the nega is a varying degree of white? So says the Gemara, well, uba pasach gufei mishamitle. Well, how do we know that Rabbi Akiva actually holds zulam alamizu in the case of a mixture? Vatanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Adam Dum, that it says Adam Dum, what's a nega Adam Dum that the Pasuk refers to? Shebezev Shebezev, Kiyayin Hamazug Bemayim. It's like wine that's mixed in water. So, it's like wine that's mixed with water. Ella Shel Baheres Aza Kasheleg, however, that everything is a little bit of a mixture. However, that the Baheres is white like snow, Vishel Sid Dia Mimena and Dia Hemena, and the color of Sid, the color of the limestone, its tolda is dimmer than the Av of Baheres. Vim Isa. Now, if you wanted to say that this was Rabbi Akiva's view, shel tsemer diamimena mibayle, that when we talk about the relative whiteness of sheleg, the thing that we mention after sheleg shouldn't be sid, even though sid is its tolda, because if we're talking in degrees of whiteness, we know that the order is Baharis, which is Sheleg, then Seis, which is wool, then Sidehechel, then Krum Beitza. So this is not going like Rabbi Akiva. So again, on top of Vava Mebeis, Vem Isa Shal Semer, Diami Menami Baile. So Amri, so they said, Einachinami, you're right. You're right. That is what he would in fact hold. Vatanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Lo Shenemar Rabbi Akiva shall see Dia Imena, that it's not that Rabbi Akiva says that Sid is the next nega that is dimmer than Baheres, that is dimmer than Sheleg in the continuum of whiteness. Ella shall semer Dia Imena. Rather, its wool is one that's next dim in the continuum of whiteness. Umi nolam de baheres azahi. How do we know that baheres is an intense white? So Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, vim baheres levana hi. He levana ve'ena cheres levana. Because we talk about baheres levana hi, and from there we learn that he levana, that baheres is an intense white. However, ve'ena cheres levana, but there's no other white like Baheres that's as intense. So, Frek Tosfos, how can you say that? We have a pasuk in Tehillim that says va'dechsev Tosfos devir maskal ve'ein. So we have a capital Tehillim that says va'dechsev hanosein sheleg katsamer. That we have a pasuk that expressly compares Sheleg and Semer. So it says the Gemara, Urchi Dekra, Lemitli Sheina Matze B'Matze. No, that doesn't mean that the intensity of the whiteness is the same. What this means is that this is the Gemara, this is the pasuk trying to describe something that is not a common occurrence, something that is not known to people. Sheleg, by reference, because in Israel it obviously doesn't snow a lot, so the pasuk is trying to compare something that's not common by reference to something that is common. So wool is all over the place. If you tell somebody who never saw snow, oh, snow is this amazing thing, it's pure white, how are you going to describe how white snow is? So you'll describe it by reference to a baseline that the person's familiar with. Says Tosfos, that's what the pasuk is doing. It doesn't mean that the intensity of the whiteness is exactly the same, because over here in this Gemara, we see the intensity of the whiteness is not the same. What we're trying to give a baseline for somebody who's not familiar with what snow looks like. Okay, but really, in the order over here, it's Baheres, which is Sheleg, and then there's Seis, which is Semer, and then there's Sid, and then there's Krum Beitza. Okay, says the Gemara now, another little analogy for what the Nagaim are like, for what the sequence of the Nagaim is like. So Tana Rabbanan, Baheres Amuka. Baheres is deep. V'cheinu Omer, Umarea Amok Mina'ar, and its appearance is deeper than the skin. Kamare chama ha'amuka minatzel, like the appearance of the sun that is deeper than the shade. And this is all talking about the perception of light. The way that the Gemara is trying to describe this is that if you see something that's bright, it has the appearance of being a little bit. Deeper than something around it. And the Rambam explains that when you look at the sun casting a shadow on something, the sunlight appears to extend deeper than the shady part. So it's as if the sunlight is penetrating more than the shade around it. But the Rambam also makes very, very clear that this concept of depth is only one of perception, that it doesn't actually mean that when the Kohen is looking at a nega, that the Baheres has to be deeper, that there's an indentation in the skin where the Baheres is. Because how do I know? Because right now the Gemara is going to tell me, Se'es, Ein Se'es Ela Gavoa, that Se'es means something is raised, V'cheinu Omer, Al-Kala Harim Haramim, V'Al-Kala Gvos Hanisa'os, that the mountains are all raised up. And when the Rambam describes Negaim, he says specifically that a nega is a growth on the body. It's a growth that has to be equal to the skin. But if you have a nega, let's say, if you have like an actual growth, a skin tag or something that's raised, says the Rambam, that's not a nega. So the Mefarshim asks, the Kesef Mishnah asks, how can the Rambam say that that's not a nega? We have over here in the Gemara, it says that Beharis is deep and Se'es is raised up. So if Se'es is raised up, how can you tell me, Rambam, in an unqualified manner, that something that's raised from the skin is going to be tar? We have Se'es, which is a nega, and is Tameh, and Se'es is raised from the skin. Says the Kesef Mishnah, no, because we're misunderstanding. The Gemara doesn't actually mean that physically these things are either deeper than the skin or raised up from the skin. This is all talking about appearance. Something bright, the Gemara describes as being deep, having a depth to it. And something not as bright, the Gemara describes as being higher. So, but it doesn't actually mean physical attributes. So that's a very important nekuda, according to the way the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam. So far we've described Beharis, we've described Se'es. Now the Gemara says Sapachas, and what is Sapachas? Ein Sapachas ela Tfela. Sapachas means Tafel, it means subsidiary to. V'cheinu Omer, v'amar Safcheni Na. And similarly, it says in the pasuk that it says in the pasuk in Shmuel that people are going to ask that you should annex me. In other words, that you should make me subsidiary to something else. So it says the Gemara Ashkan Tfela Laseis Tfela Labaras Minolan. Well, now I know that something is Tafel to Seis, because the way the pasuk reads is Seis Sapachas Ubaheres. So I know that Se'es has something that's called Sapachas, that's something that's subsidiary to it. How do I know that Beharis has something subsidiary to it? So the Mefarshim explained, this Kasha is only a Kasha, obviously, according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Akiva, whose Shita we saw in the beginning of today's shiur. Rabbi Akiva Taka says that Beharis stands alone, and then there's Se'es, and Se'es has two toldos, both Sid and Krumbeitza. But according to the Rabbanan, who say that Beharis has a subsidiary, so where do we see this in the Pasuk? Because it says Se'es Sapachas uBeharis. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, Nemar Lavana B'Se'es, V'Nemar Lavana B'Beharis. Ma Lavana Amura B'Se'es Yesh La Tfela, Af Lavana Amura B'Beharis Yesh La Tfela. That because there's a comparison between Se'es and Beharis, just like Se'es has a subsidiary, so too Beharis has to have a subsidiary. The Gemara now says it's even meduyik in the pasuk. So, b'masnisa tana itul akosel of sapachas bein Se'es la Beharis lomer l'cha k'shem she'tfeila l'Se'es kach tfeila l'Beharis. That the way you're supposed to read this pasuk is not to read it Se'es sapachas u'Beharis. That it's only Se'es, which is written before sapachas, that has the sapachas. No, but sapachas is put in between Se'es and Beharis to teach me, just like Se'es has a sapachas, so too Beharis has a sapachas. Okay, says the Gemara Viter. So the Gemara now is going to again try to draw an analogy between the various types of white of Nagon. So might semer lovan. So ace is ketsemer lovan. So we said Beharis is like Sheleg, and so ace is like semer lovan. It's like white wool. So might semer lovan, what is this white wool? So amaravibi, amaravasi, semer noki ben yomo. It's the clean wool of a day old sheep, shemechavnin bo lemilas, that we tie a cover around the wool in order to make a wool garment. So the Mefarshim explained what happens is when a sheep is born, the mother licks its wool clean, so then its wool is very, very white. And in order to prevent the wool from getting dark, because what animals naturally do is they walk around, they get dirty. In order to prevent the wool from getting dirty, what we do is we tie something around, and we make sure that the wool remains clean. So, and that's the type of wool that we're talking about. So, Amar Rav Chanina, Mashal D'Rabbanan L'Madar V'Doma. So, we had snow white, we had wool white, we had limestone, and we had egg membrane. So, what is this mashal like? L'Trei Malke, it's like to two kings, U'L'Trei Yefarchu, and two governors. Malko Shelzeh, L'Mala Mimalko Shelzeh. One king is more prestigious than the other king. V'Yefrachu Shelzeh, L'Mala Mi'Yefrachu Shelzeh. And the governor of one is more prominent, is more prestigious than the other governor. So says the Gemara, Hai zelamala mizeh, zelamala mizehu. But that's not zelamala mizeh. That's not only one is higher than the other. That's two segments of one being higher than the other and one being higher than the other. Because we're trying to explain how one of the kings is more prestigious than the other king, and one of the governors is more prestigious than the other governor. Just like one of the avos, i.e. Baheres, is more white than Sa'es, and Sid, which is the tolda of Baheres, is more white than Krumbeto, which is the tolda of Sa'es. So says the Gemara, Ella Malko Shelzeh Lamala Meifracha Denafshei, Umalko Shelzeh Lamala Meifracha Denafshei. No, what this means is that, and Rashi explains that kol ifrachos, each of the governors, holech achar malko, kach kol tolda mitztaref lavia, that just like each of the governors follows closely behind this king, so too each of the toldos combines with its av. So when we say zelam alamizeh, we're not describing the exact order, because the full order is disjointed. It's Av, tolda, tolda. When we say zelam alamizeh, we mean that each of the toldos combines with its own av. So, Sid would combine with Baheres, and not according to Rabbi Akiva, but Sid would combine with Baheres, and Krumbeitza would combine with Se'es. So Rav Alda Bar Abba Omar, he gives a slightly different analogy. Kagon Malka v'al Kafta Rufila v'resh Galusa. These are all various types of authority in descending order. So hi zelam alamizehu. I that zelam alamizeh. And I thought you're trying to describe this relationship between an av and a tolda. So Ella kagon Malka v'rofila v'al Kafta v'resh Galusa. So the Gemara reshuffles. Basically, the order here is 1-3. 2-4. In other words, who combines with the other? It's the tolda of the av combining with its av. It's the tolda of the other av combining with its av. And so the relationship is av, av, tolda, tolda. Tolda in the number 3 position combines with av in the number 1 position. Tolda in the number 4 position combines with the av in the number 2 position. Okay, so that is that's the other analogy that the Gemara brings. Now, Rav Amar Kagon Shavar Malka the Kesar, that the analogy is like Shavar Malka and the Roman, which is the Persian king, and the Roman Caesar. Samarle Rav Papala Rava Haimin Ayuadif. Well, if you're trying to explain to me the relative whiteness or the relative strength of these two individuals, and you bring me Shavar Malka and the Roman Caesar, so who's more powerful? Who's the Baheres in this analogy? Is it the Roman Caesar or is it Shavar Malka? So Amar Lei, B'chor Shekachel, what do you live in the forest? Pukhazi, Tiva Daman, Sagi Ba'alma. You should go see what's happening in the real world. You can ask me who's stronger, the Roman Caesar or Shavar Malka. You don't live under a rock. It's obvious to everybody that the Roman Caesar is stronger than Shavar Malka. And so the truth is, so what was Rav Papa's question? How could he ask Haimin Ayuadif? Isn't it apparent that the Roman Caesar is stronger than Shavar Malka? So the Mefarshim explained, yes, it was apparent to him. However, he was perplexed by Rava's language, because what did Rava say? Rava had said that it's like Kagon Shabar Malka v'Kesar. Rava had introduced it by saying it's like the relationship between Shabar Malka and Kesar. And if it's true that Kesar is stronger than Shabar Malka, why in the world did Rava mention Shabar Malka first? He should have said that it's like the relationship between the Kesar and the thing that's not as strong as the Kesar. Why did he say the relationship between Shabar Malka and then the Kesar? And the truth is, the reason that Rava said this way is because Rava lived under the jurisdiction of the Persian government of Shabar Malka, and therefore he had to make sure to show proper honor to Shabar Malka, and therefore even though the Kesar is really objectively stronger, that's why he mentioned Shabar Malka's name first. But Papa was perplexed. He didn't know whether Rava was simply paying homage to Shabar Malka or whether he meant that Shabar Malka is actually the most powerful one on the list. So, but Rava says, what are you living under a rock? Go see who's stronger. And in reality, it's the Kesar who's stronger, Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Vatochal kol ara, vatadushena, vatadakna. And he's going to eat all the land, and he's going to break it into pieces. Amar Rav Yochanan, zu Romi chayeves. This is the evil Roman Empire, shetiva yatsa b'chol olam kulo, that its authority spreads far and wide throughout the entire world. So, and Ravina, Amar Ravina brings one final analogy over here, kigong glima, like a new woolen garment, like a new garment d'amar of wool, v'shachke, and a garment of wool that's worn out, sadina d'kisna, and then a white linen garment v'shachke, and a white linen garment that's worn out. What in the world does this mean? So if you look in Rashi, about 10 lines up from where they get wide, the glima de kisna v'shachke, that sometimes, let's back up one, Ravina Amar. So Ravina Amar, mashal de rabbanan kigong glima de amra, a woolen garment shu meluban kishu chadash. When it's white, it's pure white. When it's new, rather, it's pure white. V'libuno mavik harbe yosem mishal talas yishana. It's much whiter than when you have a talas yishana. Like any newlywed, his talas is very white, and then by the time you married almost 20 years, your talus gets dirty. So if your wife bothers you enough, then you buy a new talus. So kachava. So it's but when it gets older, it gets much darker. It's not nearly as white. V'glima the kisna v'shachke, and like a white linen garment, shachodesh lavan harbi mishal yashan. Also, when it's new, it's much whiter than an old garment. Aval achadosha shel zu v'zu krovos liyoshavos. So the point, says Rashi, is that a white woolen garment is much wider than an old wool garment, but it's only a little bit wider than a white linen garment. And so kacha beheres gavoa harbe min asid shu toldoso. Snow white, much wider than lime white. Even though lime is the tolda of snow white, it's much wider. Egg membrane white, much darker, or rather, let's do in the reverse. Wool white, much brighter than egg membrane white, even though egg membrane white is its tolda. However, the avos are sort of close to each other, because a white woolen garment, not that much whiter than a white linen garment. So this is just another way of saying Beheres, which is snow white, then Seis, which is wool white, then we have lime, which is the tolda of Beheres, then we have Krumbeitza, which is the tolda of Seis. A bunch of different analogies, how to learn it. Not sure that for us any of them is a little bit more enlightening than the first way we said it, but be that as it may. So this concludes the discussion of the Maris Nagam, Shnayim Shem Arba. We'll leave off over here for today, and tomorrow we'll pick up with the discussion of Yesh Yediyah Betchila. We're going to really delve into the Mishnah, trying to parse the Mishnah, various things that are mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kotchev, depending on when you had a Yediyah and when you had a Halama.